Day 7 of Audio Joe. It's after midnight. It's actually the 8th of January, not the 7th. How's that for some musical opening? I'm just leaving my friend Jim's house. Jim is in my tribute artist group. Jim is Neil Diamond. He is... He's done some country, Alan Jackson, he's done some Tim McGraw. So we got together tonight, a little impromptu singing, and we sang stuff that we don't normally sing. Like I sang some Andrea Bocelli. I sang some Mavericks, things like that. He sang some crazy stuff. And after about 10 songs each, we got into a ping pong warfare. And I was thinking, we played ping pong at school in the hallway in high school, but we never really determined who was the best. And really, it doesn't matter who was the best. But I was in the top, probably 2 in the whole school when I was a senior. Sorry, just had to say that. But I don't have proof. There wasn't ever a tournament. All I know is that people didn't want to play me. And that continued on tonight as I started slow. Jim took a couple of games, but after that, I was crushing Jim like an ant on the beach. Finally, he submitted. He says he just can't. It's too much. I bet you we played about close to 20 games of ping pong. And I definitely won 75% of those games. I just let you know. I mean, I'd love to play ping pong against you. Come on down. Let's play some ping pong. That's one thing I'd love to do. It's 12:47. It's been snowing, but the temperature is at 0 still. It's crazy. El Nino! Everywhere. Nice fluffy flakes, though. And it's going to be a real pain to shovel in the morning. So unfortunately, this is the extent of my audio recording for Audio Joe. But hey, you got to do it. You know, sometimes it's not always RCA quality. What's going on tomorrow? Tomorrow, the kids have some more soccer. Really not too much planned. I want to hit the gym. Important to get that heart pumping every day. On a sad note, my son's Robbie's French teacher, who he really liked and who everybody really liked, during the holidays collapsed at a auto dealership, and he died. He had a heart attack. Early 50s, a very well-liked guy, a good guy. A damn good guy. Had lots of fun with the kids. He wasn't stuffy. He had a good sense of humor. My son even bought him some cereal for Christmas as a joke. And my wife and daughter ended up delivering it because Robbie was sick the last day. He bought him Vector cereal. Robbie knew that he liked Vector cereal. Rob picked him up a box. And Rosie and Alexa delivered it at the school, and he was still joking around. He was fine. Robbie's main teacher in school was his best friend, and he's very touched. Robbie's teacher, Mr. Charbonneau, said that you will never, ever find a teacher like this guy. He loved the kids. He was occasionally known for walking by and suddenly taking a bite out of one of the kids' sandwiches for fun, or stealing a little yummy treat at the lunch table. You know, fun stuff. Stuff I would do. So, it's a crazy thing. The guy was healthy. Apparently, he exercised. He could not see that he was obese, out of shape. And all of a sudden, bang, he snapped from this earth. No chance, man. No second chance. One heart attack, bang, done, game over. It is frightening to hear that. It is frightening to know that that could happen. It scares me. That's why we have to do it every day. Do our thing. Do our contribution. Live it to the fullest. The stupid cliche words, but they're true. Live every day to the fullest. Do I? Probably not. But anyway, that's, in a way, this wakes you up, shakes you up, and makes you realize that it's not a dream. You know, this kind of crap happens in real life. It really does. And who's to say it's not going to happen to us? I don't want it to happen. So we got to put in our good deeds, our contributions, what we love to do. Not wasted. Easier said than done. Thanks so much for listening to the From the Hip podcast. It was day 7 of Audio Joe. Loving the Audio Joe. I'll talk to you tomorrow, day 8.